What do you say to those families who say, listen, we can't afford to pay $4.85 a gallon for months, if not years? This is just not sustainable.
Well, what you heard from the president today was a clear articulation of the stakes. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm.
So what an incredible statement out of that guy. Being honest that, oh, it's a liberal world order, and it's the war, though. That's the reason things are never going to get better.
They say that this could be a long war measured in years, and I think everybody understands why this is happening, but is it sustainable? What do you say to those families who say, listen, we can't afford to pay $4.85 a gallon for months, if not years? This is just not sustainable.
Well, what you heard from the president today was a clear articulation of the stakes. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm.
We have a clip coming up of Biden saying, Russia, 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 copying Trump. He goes, it's Russia is the reason there's no food. It's Russia is the reason the gas prices are so high. That, of course, is White House spokesperson Brian Deese saying that. Meanwhile, Biden just announced a plan to shut down America's largest domestic oil field, land-based oil field. They're shutting down the baby formula plants. They're shutting down the major meatpacking plants. And the other ones are mysteriously burning up. I mean, have you figured out, folks? We're under attack at every level. So what an incredible statement out of that guy. Being honest that, oh, it's a liberal world order and it's the war, though. That's the reason things are never going to get better. But then all the other spokespersons say it's a transition off of fossil fuels, but they're not even transitioning us onto anything. And the little bit of systems, the batteries and the solar panels, and all of that is coming almost entirely from China. So it's a complete transference of our industrial power of what's left. All we had left was our high tech and our oil. And now they've transferred the high tech, and now they're transferring the energy away. And all these other countries are becoming energy leaders while we are destroyed. Notice it's only against Europe and the United States and Canada, Australia, New Zealand. It is the British Empire countries that are running this new world order because they control much of the third world countries where all the industry is being developed, and then they can further dominate the globe while impoverishing us for control. Here's Joe Biden, as I mentioned, continuing to blame everything on Vladimir Putin. Here it is.
Ultimately, the reason why gas prices are up is because of Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. The reason why the food crisis exists is because of Russia. Russia not allowing grain to get out of Ukraine.
Now, here's just a clip of farmers in Belgium, farmers in France, farmers in Germany, farmers in the Netherlands blocking major highways because the EU announced that they're not just going to let them pay extra taxes for their diesel or gasoline, that they are forcing them to transition off of it and are paying farmers a one-time sum to never farm again. That's the London Guardian. And you wonder why millions of people, millions, are protesting and blocking roads. They are literally being shut down. It's the same thing. It's not Russia. The farmers aren't blaming Russia. It's preposterous. And, of course, Biden last week tried to blame gas stations for the price when everybody knows gas stations might make 20 cents a gallon on the frickin' gas. Most stations lose money. They use the gas to bring you in to buy soft drinks, beer, cigarettes, lottery tickets. I mean, this is just insane. But they think you're stupid. They think I'm stupid, but we're not. We know it's you. We know it's a worldwide agenda. Here's another clip. This is Gina McCarthy. This is one of the Obama administration advisors for the third Obama administration. I'm just going to refer to it as the Obama administration, the unelected third Obama administration. Making a lot of comments on these subjects. Here it is.
We have opportunities now to transfer to clean energy in a way that grows thousands of jobs. Mm-hmm. We just had a recent report that was put out that's showing all of the energy and the employment stats from last year. Clean energy is winning. Fossil fuels losing jobs. We are gaining them every step of the way.
And so the challenge is now that we're moving from denial to actually just trying to disengage the public from understanding the values of solar energy, the values of wind energy, the benefits of clean energy. We have to get tighter. We have to get better at communicating. And frankly, the tech companies have to stop allowing specific individuals over and over again to spread disinformation. That's what the fossil fuel companies pay for. That's what folks who make money out of fossil fuels and don't make money in and don't care about saving consumers' costs. That's what they do. We have to be smarter than that, and we need the tech companies to really jump in.
That's directly from the White House. And I could play you another 100 clips of the different criminals up there saying that. So they have a name for what she just said. It's called a declaration of war against you and your family and your standard of living to drive you into the social credit score, universal basic income bankruptcy. That's their game plan. Make you dependent. Take your right to defense away. Take the police away while they have armed guards. Every level of it is a hypocritic fraud by this cult. And it is our acquiescence and our ignorance that allows them to do this. Did you hear? Now we want to take your speech, not to say the vaccine isn't a vaccine, not to say hydroxychloroquine or other things work, not to just block treatment with vitamin C or ivermectin. No, now we don't want you, and they're saying this everywhere, to be able to question not just man-made global warming, but all the policies they have of banning meat and having a phone with a carbon credit, track everywhere you go and what you do. They're putting the ball and chain on. They're putting the handcuffs on. They're putting the chains on our bodies, on our economy, on us right now. So when they take your speech, they then take your energy, your mobility, your freedom, and finally your life, which is their goal, global collapse and global depopulation. You will own nothing, you will have nothing, and you will like it. Think of the cult-like statements that this group is making. And then we've got stacks of news like this. Toronto police cause confusion with post about missing woman with goatee. And it looks like a crazy meth head schizophrenic with a full beard. It's not just a goatee. Mustache. And they put that in your face and show you a man and say, we're looking for a missing woman. It's all about training you to just see absurdity everywhere. Lies everywhere. The murder of logic and common sense everywhere, where you just go into a catatonic state and roll over. Guess what? I told you this was coming. Not just men competing in women's sports. Now men are identifying as children and winning in a competition 10 years old to 18. Trans skateboarder defiant after beating child rivals. So I identify as a 10-year-old. I'm going to go join a peewee baseball group or a Pop Warner football. And I'm going to play 10-year-olds and I'm going to win. I'll be the greatest 10-year-old you ever saw. We got a lot more coming up. Dr. Zev Zelenko, straight ahead, his final word. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
At this point, best case scenario is a few years of hard times for us all. And if we don't turn it around soon, then it will only get worse. But as bad as things are, we still have time to prepare. And that alone is something to be grateful for. A gravity water filter will provide you with clean, healthy water, even in the event of your taps getting shut off. And having your own food will save you from getting ensnared in government FEMA camps. And if you've already stocked up enough for your own family, you might want to consider stocking up for your neighbors. Some of your neighbors might not be prepared for what's coming, but you can help them by having an abundance of storable foods and water filtration. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Stock up now at preparetoday.com.